That's been a good start for Doncaster, who are second in the league at the moment. Tomorrow they make the trip to Whitehaven at the Recreation Ground, looking for their fourth consecutive win in the Championship. Player coach Paul Cook joins me now on the phone. Paul, how are you looking ahead of this one tomorrow?
Yeah, we're okay. You know, we're looking now to get some players back in contention from injury. You know, not that we're bemoaning that we've had plenty of injuries, but, you know, we've been unable to get on the training field as much as we'd like due to injury. And, you know, whilst we're getting players back, we're getting on the training field, we're practicing what we need to practice for, specifically for Whitehaven this week, and we're okay.
Is there a chance that new signing Tom Hodson could make what is going to be his second debut for the club?
Yes, he'll play. Yep, Tom plays this weekend. Yeah, he's in good shape. Obviously, he's been playing rugby union in Huddersfield, and you know, he was a fit guy anyway. When it comes to his body, he looks after himself. He works at the university there, so he's got all the facilities he needs to keep in shape. And Tom plays at the weekend, so yeah, it should be a nice debut for Tom. It's a decent journey for him, and gets to be back amongst the boys on the bus there and home. And you know, hopefully, we can make it a fantastic second debut for him.
And how likely is it that he's going to, you know, continue the prolific form that he had, you know, having switched codes, now he's in the league, but in the union with Huddersfield, what is it, 10 tries last year, 273 points? I mean, he was instrumental, wasn't he, at fly half?
Yeah, he was. He's still got to get used to our new structures and our new players, and obviously he's had the playbook to read over the last, you know, 7 to 10 days where he joined us. And you know, he's just got to get used to the calling systems, and obviously we'll have a look at him in a more pivotal role. He'll start on the wing tomorrow, but you know, there's a chance he could shift to fullback and play as that third pivot that we have from fullback, and obviously there's always a chance that he could move into the halves if he shows that, you know, that prolificness that you've just spoken about. Obviously, not just with the ball in hand, but with the boot as well.
Is it pretty seamless for him just to come back into the team? Obviously, he helped the Dons secure the Championship One title a couple of years ago. So is it pretty seamless for him?
It is, because there's still a lot of them people still at the club, player-wise. I mean, there's not been a massive turnover of player year on. You know, we felt like it was vital this year that we retained a lot of players that had gone through the lows as well as the highs of Championship One, and then the lows at the beginning of last season when we found ourselves bottom of the league after 11 rounds, and then began to pick up some form to finish six. So we've got a continuation of play, a continuity player that means Tom Slade's back into which has been a group which has been together for a number of years now.
How well is Lee Waterman playing at the moment? Got a first half hat trick last weekend, yep. Didn't they? Just how well is he playing?
Yeah, he's going well. Listen, there was three players last week that pulled us out of the, you know, the rubbish we got ourselves into. Lee Waterman won with an opportunist hat-trick. Second half, Dave Scott from fullback, who scored two magnificent individual tries, and Stu Sanderson with a boot with 6 from 6, which gave us ultimately a 2-point lead in a performance which has been probably as bad as I've been involved with at the club. And so that tells you how bad we was last week. But we won the game, and, you know, Lee's certainly a big part of what we're trying to achieve at the club. He's still a youngish man when it comes to rugby league terms, and you know what we've got to do is get that balance right with Lee off the field to on the field, and get him working really hard, because he's certainly a player which troubles a lot of teams, you know, when he's on time.
When you look back at that game then, and you know, you beat Barrow 30-28 in the end, had to come from behind, how do you view it? Do you sort of say that we weren't at our best, we need to do better, or do you say, well look, we've shown a lot of character to come from that, we've had an off day, we've still won the match?
Yeah, we've spoken about all of them things. We didn't review the game afterwards. What, you know, the issue with us has been getting on the training field and practicing what we need to practice. And what we fell away from in the last 6 weeks with the lack of numbers is what we began in all the way back in November and October with regards, you know, the contact and the collision and the third man in and his role and responsibility and getting out of that collision. And what we've done is we've fallen away from that area of the game because we've not been on the training field enough. And I know it sounds like excuses, but it genuinely is. And I've sat the players down this week and we've worked on everything that we've probably worked on in the pre-season in such a short space this week that we've just revisited all of them areas that we really didn't go into due to contact, you know, due to lack of numbers. And, you know, we couldn't risk any more injuries with regards to the training schedule. So, you know, whilst it was a poor performance, we've kind of drawn a line under it quickly and said, listen, we've got to be better than that. We know that. But we've got to practice the things regular, weekly for us at our level, you know, to strive to reach them top four clubs who have been a top four, you know, in the Championship for year on year.
And do you feel like, you know, given what you've achieved so far, you know, you're going for your fourth successive win, that actually, have you been a bit, you're almost a little bit surprised that you've done as well, considering the injury issues you've had to deal with? I mean, the players have done ever so well, haven't they?
Yeah, we're not surprised by it, because we put a squad together which was capable of doing what we're doing. You know, so it doesn't surprise us as a group. I think it surprises a lot of other people outside the group that we can be as good as we are and as tough as we are. But it certainly doesn't surprise the players or the staff, because we know how hard we've worked in, as I say, from October onwards, and we know what we're capable of as a group, and we also knew, obviously, with the dual reg system this year with Hull, that it'd be more seamless for them players to come in with the same playbook that we devised as a group of staff, myself and Lee Radford and Andy Lass, the assistant at Hull. So, you know, when a new player comes in, whether it's his first game or whether it's his 20th game for the club, it's the same calling system, and it makes it a hell of a lot easier. So, you know, whilst everybody else is probably surprised by our lofty position, we're not too surprised ourselves. But what we are is grounded, and we know that, you know, we're still only 9 games into the season, and there's plenty of rugby to play. And if we want to be the best, then we've got to compete with them four teams of what has been the last 3 or 4 years.
Paul, just to finish, what can you tell us about your opponents, Whitehaven?
I can tell you a great deal if you want me to go through it. They've got a dangerous fullback in Ainscough. He played last week against Batley from fullback. Although they lost the game 34-0 at home to North Wales, he played on the wing. So they've changed it up there. They've got Brett Seymour in the half with Southernwood, who did a fantastic job. You know, Brett in particular, just getting back to game speed after a bit of time out from his trial at Castleford. They've got some big men in the middle, Samir Tarui, and, you know, Paul Jackson, Jordan Hand, and Lee Duran still around the place. And, you know, they've certainly got some people that can hurt you on, you know, in the outside backs in Jesse Joe Parker. So, you know, listen, we've got them covered. We know where we're going and what we're doing, and there's no excuses from us this week. We need to be very, very good to go up there and get a result. And, you know, it'll be the second time we've been in Cumbria this year. If we can come away with another 3 points, we'll be delighted.
Paul, always good to speak to you, and appreciate your time today.
No problem, Rob. Thank you.
It's Paul Cook there, player coach at Doncaster Rugby League Club, and all the best of them against Whitehaven tomorrow at the Recreation Ground, going for their fourth consecutive win in the Championship.